In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
There will be dancing in the spirit. That's what I hear. At the count of three. One, two, three. Right now, dancing in the spirit. 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 Malik de Branda Kapas de Kapataneka. Vendeke Pras de Kabadia. The place of intimacy. Avareke Paride. Don't be distracted by what is happening. Don't just lose focus because of the manifestation. Hey, God is doing something. Tonight is a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear me. I plan to share a few things about praying in the spirit so that afterwards we can pray. But God has just messed up everything and altered. So I like the instrumentalists to pray. Everybody, we are going to begin to pray in tongues. Go ahead and pray in the spirit everywhere. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, receive it now. Go ahead and pray. Tonight is a prayer meeting. You can't pray inside, outside. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Take Come on, pray. Don't be silent. This is where generals are made. Pray in the spirit. Edify yourself. It will make you a sign and a wonder. He maketh his angels, spirit, and his ministers flames of fire. Flames of fire. You're building your spirit, man. It may not make sense, but you're building your spirit, man. Your capacity to discern. Your capacity to receive. Your capacity to release power. They don't go by that. Inside and outside. I see an angel of the Lord outside. I see an angel of the Lord outside. I see an angel of the Lord outside. Don't keep quiet. Keep praying. This is part of the training. Part of the building. I will pray in the spirit. And I will pray in understanding also. I will sing in the spirit. And I will sing in understanding. Enlarge your capacity in the realm of the spirit. Accommodate more of his glory. More of his presence.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Precious.
Oh, take us to realms caused at our eyes. Open us up to the treasures of the Spirit. Grant us comprehension of spiritual things. I love you now, I love you tomorrow, I love you forever, I love you, I love you Lord,
I love you Lord,
I love you tomorrow, I love you forever. I'll serve you now, my pledge. I'll serve you. road. There's no going back. I'll serve you forever.
I'll serve you now.
For you lead me and guide me to the city of purpose.
You lead me and guide me to my place of destiny.
Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Now arise, oh Lord, come to your resting place, you
and the
eyes. That was the prayer of Solomon.
Of your mind.
Of your mind. And then we will rejoice.
As we exalt in your righteousness,
celebrate
on the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. We herald your majesty. We join the family in heaven. And as ambassadors us upon the earth, we join. Jesus, we implore you. We proclaim you are
here. Come on, join the family in heaven as we worship him.
Beautiful beyond
my revelation of him.
Lord, I stand in awe. Forever and ever and ever you reign. Forever and ever you reign. Forever and ever. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the first fruit born among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. Prayer meeting, and we're going to enter another session of prayer. One of the great blessings of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the ability to communicate in the language of heaven. Hallelujah. A capacity to communicate in God's own language. There's no time for me to talk about it. We're in a prayer meeting. I don't want to interrupt the atmosphere. But among many things, you enjoy the ability to make accurate intercession in the realm of the Spirit. For the Bible says, he likewise, the Spirit itself, helpeth in our infirmity. The word infirmity there is not weakness, it's not sickness, it's our inability by reason of wearing a human body. The Holy Spirit helps our limitations. We are limited. There are too many laws in the realm of the Spirit that govern the operation of too many things. And we can only know so far. How be it? The Spirit of God, who knows all things, is able to, in the place of prayer, communicate these deep things that we do not even realize. Help us to touch things that are responsible for certain portals in the realm of the Spirit. And he said, for we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, languages that cannot be comprehended with the human mind. And he said, he who searches all things, he knows the mind of the Spirit. And then he guides us to make intercession, not amiss, but according to the will of God. Hallelujah. And so we have come tonight to pray. And I want us to intercede tonight. Tonight is a night of prayer and intercession for ourselves and for others. The Holy Ghost is here to grant us grace. Hallelujah. Psalms 80, verse 18 says, quicken us, strengthen us, give us your ability, and we will call upon your name. There is a quickening of the Spirit. Quicken us. Quicken us, and we will call upon your name. I pray that there be a release of the Spirit of prayer and supplication, that even as we step into this space of intercession, if your seat is interrupting you, pack it up. You find a comfortable place, because we are about to travel. We are praying for the destinies of nations. Tonight is intercession. Intercession. Quicken us, O God, that we will call upon your name on behalf of our lives, on behalf of our destiny. You may not understand what you are saying. How be it? There is a quickening of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And in the next 15 to 20 minutes, non-stop, nobody is stopping, we are going to be traveling in the Spirit. So find a corner. You want to go on your knees, make sure you are praying. If you came here tonight for koinonia inside and outside,
Make sure you are praying. You want to walk around. You want to kneel on your feet. I need serious people who can pray. Can we have two or three people behind the mic? Two or three generals behind the mic. And let's prevail in the spirit. Two or three people behind the mic.
Pray the will of God for your life. Thank you.
God mentioned, arise, Prince of Peace, arise, the majestic one, arise, he that rises upon the glory of God, arise, for the sake of your soul, arise, and burst us into a prophetic destiny, arise, O God. The Lord call the mighty, arise, and let the reign of evil end in our lives. Arise, and let the presence of God arise, and the nation the holy of God arise, and let the harvest fall on the earth. For the years of pain, for the years of provision, for the years of sin, arise, partake of your come on, your praise, Holy Ghost, arise, thou take pepper, and bring us into our rest with your head, there in heaven, he that is entering through, and sing for him. Let's go, 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 let's go
the favor of the Lord.
The favor of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the favor of the Lord.
The favor of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the beauty of the Lord.
The beauty of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the increase of the Lord.
The beauty of the Lord is risen upon me.
Nobody can stop me. I arise and rise. Every limitation. Nobody can stop us. We are unlimited. Believe me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. No fear, Benny. Let me tell you something. The realm of the spirit is made of principles, and the word of God is highly predictable. You can know how your life will become. We're going to sing this song again. Hold somebody's hands and raise it high.
I see the favor of the Lord in written upon.
We are the victorious ones. Believe me.
I see the favor of the Lord is written.
Nothing can stop you. We arise and start. Come on, celebrate. Oh yes. Nothing can stop you.
The
Bible says the spouse of God and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. We are the victorious ones. When men say there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up. When men say there is no way, we will say my God will make a way.
Yes, Lord, I see the glory. Yeah.
A time will come, men will look at you and say, what kind of person are you? Believe me, this is not motivation, it's the truth. Hear me. You may be sweating now. For some of you, you may lose out on your reward. Some of you may be acting like madmen. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travels, she shall put forth. There is a blessing.
Hallelujah.
You're not shouting for nothing.
Yeah. 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 Hey. Hey.
You're not shouting for nothing. You're the victorious one. Now, very quickly, if you know
You are a Fanayet giant who is coming out. Listen. No, don't come out. Yes, listen. Hear me. If there are giants in this place, the Bible says men of whom the earth was not worthy of, or is not worthy of, general, those who will shake kingdoms, shake nations, shake continents. I'm not just motivating you. It's a prophecy. If you belong to that category, I'd like you to run out here as fast as you can. Listen. Some of you thought you just came to get a BSc. Little did you know that God brought you to the school of destiny. The school of greatness. Where champions are made. Many of you found Christ here on this campus. Many of you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Many of you came with all kinds of mindsets. But you were taught the word of God. Before I pray for you, I like you in 1 minute. I don't know how you are going to express thanks because of space. There may not be time. I don't know if you can. You can use it. For the things you have done. Come on, be grateful. Remember how you came out of those carryover courses. Tell him thank you. Many of you didn't know where you would get the school fees. For the things you have done. And the battles you have won,
only you are worthy of my name. Magnify your name.
Some of you have to change departments. Some of you, they told you you cannot amount to anything. Some of you wrote down how many times? Wayek, how many times? Many of you cried. Remember the courses you thought you would not pass.
For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of our praise.
Hallelujah. Hear me. I want to pray for you. I believe in celebrating and dancing and eating, but tonight I want to speak into your destiny. Hallelujah. When Isaac called his son, he called Jacob. Isaac, he told Esau to come so you bless him. And while he went to get venison, Jacob came. It was not recorded in scripture that Isaac gave him money. He didn't give him anything. But he left a prophecy upon his destiny. Hear me. When God wants to live your life, he seeks you to collide with certain prophecies that will radically alter your life. Hear me. There are some of you that are coming from background that they've told you things don't work. And for some of you, you have fear right now. Who will I marry? Where will I work? Cry for jobs, the class you're graduating with. Let me tell you something. I need you to understand that Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, through faith, we understand that the world. Have you not heard about a man who slept in prison one night and became a prime minister the next day? Have you not heard about a village girl called Hadassah who God orchestrated that another person get out of that place for her sake. Have you not heard that it is God that takes a man from a dunghill and places that man at the mountain top? Have you not heard that there is something called the favor of the Lord? Have you not heard that there is something called the mercy of the Lord? Have you not heard that there is something called the goodness of the Lord? Tonight you are colliding with a word. Hear me. Don't just look at me. I don't look like it. We organize this meeting to shape and alter your destiny. There are many of you that you are headed a very wrong direction. But the power of God will so radically alter your destiny. Hallelujah. Now in 1 minute, I'm going to invite all the ministers, servants of God, as many of you who can. We'll just line up here, and in 1 minute, we'll stretch our hands and pray in the Spirit. As we pray in the Spirit, for many of you, idea, connection, lifting. For many of you, grace for your exam. Many of you are like Samson. You have lost your eye as a result of certain things. And many of you do not know that you can finish. While they are laughing at you, tonight as we pray, some of you like Samson will be locating the pillar to give your exams the last push. Although you may not, you have lost certain things that represent your eye, but the Lord will cause your hair to grow back tonight. And as you push prophetically, you will accomplish more. Hallelujah. Servants of God, we stretch our hands and pray in the Spirit. We are praying for you now. Receive the prayers of the church. Those of you behind, stretch your hands and pray for them. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Life, power, grace, wisdom. We pray. We pray. Favor. We pray. Increase. We pray, great, beautiful ashes. So instead of mourning, we pray, grace to finish strong. We pray, speed. We pray, the energy and the ability of the Spirit. We are praying for you. We pray the energy, divine connection. We pray destiny connection. We pray destiny connection. Connection with your life partner. We pray connection with destiny helper. We pray connection with those that are relevant. Let the wine pressers come. We call them forth. Let the bakers come. We call them forth. Let the Naomis come with their wise counsel. We call them forth. You will be a Deborah. You will be a Joseph. You will be a David. Blessed are the children that will come out from your womb. We curse barrenness. We curse delay. We curse setback. Hallelujah. Hear me. Many of you from tonight will enter into an unusual level of grace. Men will ask you, what did you do? What did you do? For some of you, you will marvel your classmates. They thought you just read English or theater art or drama. But little did they know that you were in the school of the Spirit. Many of them have mocked you for being a Christian. Many of your lecturers have insulted you. But here comes the emergence of the general. Let me pray for you right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you have instructed us to do this. And Lord, I pray that upon every final year student represented here, I declare, first and foremost, that the anointing that took Joseph from the prison to the throne, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse every form of delay, whether maritally, academically, in your job and destiny. We put an end to it here in the name of Jesus. And there are many of you who have challenges here and there. Certain causes, they are yet to rectify, and certain things. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is merciful, we command policies to be changed. In the name of Jesus Christ. For some of you, things will be done over your results that have never been done in Abel. I like you to believe it. This is under the unction of the Spirit. I'm not just speaking. For many of you, you will be shocked and you'll be amazed. I command missing scripts to be found in the name of Jesus. I command pending results to be released in the name of Jesus. I command lecturers who are delaying your project, delaying your exam, release them in the name of Jesus. For some of you who are trusting God for grace to step into another class of degree, and all you need is just a push, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I speak over your life. Let there be grace. Grace to push the last time. The grace that came upon Samson, that made him to kill more people than his lifetime. I release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic stronghold over your mind, I command it to end now in the name of Jesus. And as the body of Christ represented, we officially graduate you from ABU. We graduate you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Come on, arise and hold yourself. Congratulations. 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 Congratulate yourself. It was a journey worthwhile. Come on. Shout for joy. Cry for joy. Tell your neighbors, see you at the top. See you in destiny. See you as a CEO. See you as an apostle. See you in the realms of greatness.